USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on her decision to reject two Republicans from the committee that will investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. She said she's not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to the select committee that was formed to investigate the violent breach at the Capitol.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but we'll see.
The Speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from them about the riot. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel won't participate in the sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who was selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.